Good morning. Today is a follow-up of what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday, our question was, if somebody takes a drink and he, before swallowing, remembers, I did not say a bracha, what do you do? That was yesterday. Today, we're going to talk about not drinking, but eating. And the fundamental difference is when it comes to drinking, he can't simply spit it out so easily and then resume drinking the same drink. When it comes to food, it could be that it's not going to get ruined, and you took a little bit challah in your mouth, and just you put it in, take it out, and say the bracha. So that's why we have a distinction. So when it comes to food, and that's our question, somebody made a mistake, put something that's edible, something tangible into his mouth, something that is hard, so we're not talking about a liquid, but did not say a bracha. So we have to distinguish now. If this is the type of food that will not get gross when you spit it out. So if you would spit it out, it's not going to be disgusting. You'll be able to re-eat it afterward. Accordingly, it should be spit out. So get it out of your mouth. Say the bracha with an empty mouth, and then you can continue eating. Why with an empty mouth? The preference is an empty mouth because there is a pasuk in Tehillim. In Perek Ayin Aleph, it's Pachsuk Ches, that says, Yimalei Pi Tilasecha, that my mouth should be full of your Tehillim, of your brachos, and accordingly, we should not have anything in our mouths when we are saying a bracha. So if it's the type of food that will not get disgusting, if we just get it out of our mouth, say the bracha, and then continue eating. On the other hand, if it's the type of food that will get disgusting, if you spit it out, in that situation, you don't have to spit it out, but rather you can simply move it to one side of your mouth, say the bracha with the food in your mouth. Why the concern here? If it's something that's disgusting and you would spit it out, hefset ochlim, we'd be wasting that food. Accordingly, leave it in your mouth, put it to one side, say the bracha, and then continue eating. Just a couple additional points on this. According to Rav Shlomo Zar ben Abach, he says as follows, the mikmakom im nimtza ha'adam bifnei anashim. If you are with people, people are around, so they'll be seeing this. They'll see that you put some food in your mouth and you spit it out. That is fairly gross. That is a disgusting thing to do. So even if it's a type of food that would not go bad, it would not get ruined when you spit it out, we are going to be lenient. You don't have to be spitting out your food in front of other people. That is fairly embarrassing. And even if the food would not get ruined, typically you would have to get it out of your mouth in order to say the bracha without anything in your mouth. But in the situation that people are around, that intrinsically is ma'us, that intrinsically is disgusting, and you would be permitted to simply move that food onto one side of your mouth, put it in your cheek, say the bracha, that would suffice. So accordingly, we have two times that even though you ate by mistake, you didn't say a bracha, that you would simply move it to the side of your mouth. If it's a type of food that if you would spit it out, it would be disgusting, it would get ruined, it would not be edible thereafter, that's number one. And even if it would be edible, number two is there are people around. And now, one other point here, when it comes to, is this the type, the classification of, is this food that is disgusting, that I would not want to re-eat, is that an objective criteria or a subjective criteria? So for example, if you took a bite of pizza and it's still whole, you haven't chewed it up, you would put it in, you put it out quickly, it wasn't in your mouth for too long. So most people maybe would say, not a big deal, take it out of your mouth, say the bracha, and then continue eating that food. So let's assume that that's the situation. You have the type of food that the vast majority of people wouldn't have a problem re-eating it, but you are an istinus. You are what we would say a little bit more sensitive of an individual. And anything that you would send out of your mouth, even though other people would eat it, you will not eat it. We are going to have a subjective standard on this. So if for you it's considered something that is disgusting, it's ma'us, then you would not have to send it out of your mouth. You would be able to simply put it to the side and continue eating. So you put it to the side, say the bracha, and thereafter would continue eating. Because for you, that would be a waste of the food. You would not simply put it back in your mouth. So that's where we have it in a nutshell. We said when it comes to putting food into your mouth, that ideally, if it's a type of food that does not get disgusting when somebody spits it out, then you should spit it out and say the bracha and then continue eating. However, it's a type of food that would get disgusting, then send it to one cheek, say the bracha, continue eating. That is the stock that we have. And even if you're with people, however, if you are with people, even if it's a type of food that would not get gross, you don't have to send it out of your mouth. You can simply set it to one side of your chicken. We also said that this is a subjective criteria, not an objective criteria. So if you subjectively would not want to continue eating, even though other people would, then simply send it to one side of your mouth, so put it in your cheek, say the bracha, and then eat. Have a wonderful day.